2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. What a beautiful day. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 80 degrees.
Crews have just cleared a vehicle fire in Murray. We're back to good speeds on I-15. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. A South Jordan community is rallying around a mother after police say a murder-suicide left her two young boys dead at the hands of their father. We get the update this noon hour from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson, who joins us live. Paul?
Maria, people living in the Daybreak neighborhood still reeling from the suspected double murder-suicide, where it does appear that the man appears to have killed his two sons, then himself. Many of them say they were still too upset to go on record. However, some say that the boys were extremely social and had other kids come over to play all the time. Russ Olson lives across the street and says one of his kids played with them frequently.
Worried about the situation, didn't understand. There was a lot of confusion, so I think it's hard on kids, especially when, you know, they don't understand things like this.
Other neighbors say that they were stunned to hear about what happened, since it appeared that the mother and the father had developed a good working relationship, even though they were separated from their marriage. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Ogden police shooting.
A fallen Ogden police officer will be laid to rest this weekend. The funeral for Officer Nate Lyday will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at Lindquist Field. Lyday was killed last week after responding to a domestic violence call. His family released a statement saying they feel the community's love wrapped around them, carrying them through this tragedy. The statement also went on to say that they want to thank the courageous men and women who put on a uniform and walk out the door every day.
The coronavirus, the Utah response, special coverage on Utah's new news.
The State Commission watching the COVID-19 pandemic is recommending a transition to a smart green condition as soon as this Friday. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
State Senator Daniel Hemmert, the commission's co-chair, says a smart green condition would ease restrictions on restaurants, among other things.
Prescriptions on distancing between tables and whatnot would go away.
Melva Sine with the Utah Restaurant Association told Dave and Dujanovic they need help right away.
These people are doing everything that they can to survive.
For Utahns at high risk, though, Senator Hemmert says they're still in red. They need to stay home to stay safe. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump says he is seeking a new state to host the Republican National Convention this summer. This comes after North Carolina leaders refused to guarantee that the August convention could be held in Charlotte without public health restrictions because of the pandemic. The president and the Republican National Committee have been demanding that the convention be allowed to move forward with a full crowd in the arena. The chief of police in New York City says criticism aimed at him by Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this week over handling the protests was unwarranted and inaccurate.
Men and women of my agency have done an outstanding job in light of being pelted with rocks and bottles, looting throughout. We made hundreds and hundreds of arrests when necessary, but allowed peaceful protests to continue.
Chief Terrence Monahan says last night was a lot better with more protesters obeying the curfew. He says they were able to get things under control and had very few incidents. A Weber State professor has resigned after being called out for his tweets about protesters. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The tweets were aimed at protesters and in reply to posts about the protests. The university says the tweets were abhorrent and inconsistent with the school's values. And now criminal justice professor Scott Zenjo says he has resigned. He was a tenured criminal justice professor who's taught at Weber State for 20 years. His statement says he made those tweets in the extreme back and forth that can occur on Twitter, and he says it was irresponsible. irresponsible. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says they're going to either replace or alter a gravestone at Fort Douglas in Salt Lake that contains a swastika. The gravestone is for a German prisoner of war that died in the state near the end of World War II. A congressional committee called on the VA to make that change, saying it was inappropriate to have that symbol of the Nazi regime in the same graveyard as American veterans. The Utah County Health Department says their mosquito abatement district has started spraying for mosquitoes. Trucks will be out Monday through Thursday night, spraying in areas where surveillance traps are showing problems or where people are making requests. KSL Sports. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says it's time for the NBA to return. Silver is proposing to take 22 NBA teams to the Disney World resorts in Orlando, including the Utah Jazz. Each team will play 8 regular season games to determine the seeding of the playoffs. Now, this is according to ESPN's NBA beat writer, Adrian Wojnarowski. Still to come on Utah's Noon News, are researchers getting any closer to a coronavirus vaccine? Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a small crash in Utah County. It's going to be in Springville, southbound I-15 on the exit ramp from 400 South on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Imprisoned in a foreign country for 2 years.
They pointed their guns at me, and this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
The Josh Holt Story, Hope in Darkness. Subscribe now at KSLNewsRadio.com.
For an adventure to remember, get to Reed Ranch, just 2 hours east of Salt Lake City, high in the Uinta Mountains. A day adventure at Reed Ranch includes lunch and dinner from in-house chefs, horseback riding, kayaks and canoes on the lake, sand volleyball, mountain biking, miniature golf, archery, and swimming. You can end each day perfectly with a classic campfire and s'mores. Visit ReedRanch.com to book your family adventure to remember today. ReedRanch.com. R-E-I-D Ranch.com.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. Rates are at historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA, will pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top local story. A South Jordan community is rallying around a mother after police say a murder-suicide left her two young boys dead at the hands of their father.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The nation's top infectious disease doctor says that there's growing optimism that we could have a coronavirus vaccine early next year. But at the same time, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that there is concern about how long the vaccine will give people protection.
I'm concerned a little bit more about with the durability of response than I am about whether you're going to get a protective response. Because if you look at the duration of protection when you recover from one of the several benign coronaviruses that cause the common cold, the durability of protection is only measured, you know, in a year or less.
ABC's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Jen Ashton, says this is a perfect example of how science works and why it usually takes years to get a vaccine ready.
It's not all or none, but three issues he's speaking to about concern. One, durability, how long that immune protection will last. Other coronaviruses tend to hover around a year, so that's a factor. The second factor is ironic. As we go into phase 3 clinical trials where we need to test 30,000 people, if the natural rate of this virus in the community or in the population goes down, it makes it more difficult to test 30,000 people. And lastly, for some historical perspective, there has never been a coronavirus developed for humans, and the previous fastest time record to development for any vaccine, 4 years.
Whew, so early next year would be something. KSL News Time, 12:09, traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, we're getting a report of a new accident. This is going to be Murray-Taylorsville. It's on the off-ramp from westbound I-215. It's in the North Salt Lake area. That's why I couldn't find it in the cameras. It's in the North Salt Lake area, westbound I-215's north end at the Redwood Road exit ramp, but it's already been moved out of traffic. We also have a crash in Springville. This, too, is from a ramp. It's from southbound I-15 at the bottom of the exit ramp at 4th South in Springville. Everybody there out of traffic and on the shoulder. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Another warm day out there with sunshine, some clouds, and 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news. We know that the pandemic has really made it difficult for all of us to get out. Well, think about if you were running for office. We're going to go in-depth on how it's impacted the first congressional race coming up at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
I'm speaking with Bill Berg, the owner of The Dirt Bag. And aside from a clever company name, what do you have to offer customers looking to enhance their flower beds and grow boxes?
Perfect time to put down the bark mulch, the compost, and the top dressing to help enhance those flower beds. It's going to make them look beautiful this time of year with the different colors around this plant.
What's the most useful bag you have to offer?
Well, the most useful thing is we'll deliver that bag right to your house. Right now, our compost and mulch was very popular.
When someone visits thedirtbag.com to order this mulch, compost, or soil, how is it delivered?
Well, we prefer to deliver it for you right in that bag to benefit those farmers feeding Utah. That's the goal we got this month. For the month of June, anyone that buys the bag, we're going to donate $10 towards that campaign, or we can come right out, they can pick it up at our office here, or we can deliver right to them in larger quantities if they'd like.
Information on the aid that you can render Utahns in need, as well as everything you have to offer, Bill, is available at thedirtbag.com.
Exactly. Thank you.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part It's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
You can stay up to date on all the day's latest news by texting the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a Daybreak neighborhood is trying to rally around a woman whose two sons were reportedly killed by their father. Some of them say the boys were very popular around the neighborhood. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the state commission watching the COVID-19 pandemic is recommending most of the state move to a smart green condition. That would allow for more public gatherings such as outdoor concerts and more people in restaurants. Third is a look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we do have this accident. It's westbound from I-215's north end at the Redwood Road exit ramp. All the vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder. But if you're traveling north Salt Lake, keep an eye out for that if you're in that vicinity. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds. It's another warm one out there, 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, a few clouds, 82 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. We're expecting an announcement of a decision on additional charges in the death of George Floyd today. The family's attorney, Benjamin Crump, calling for charges against the three Minneapolis police officers seen in video standing by, keeping bystanders away, as fellow officer Derek Chauvin is seen with his knee pinned on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes before he died.
He called out to anybody who would listen, and seemed like the lay people on the street were listening. The people who refused to listen were the people who were supposed to listen.
Crump joining the Floyd family at a memorial at the side of the street in Minneapolis where Floyd breathed his last breath. Meanwhile, the demonstrations continue across the nation today, including on Capitol Hill.
Protesters have gathered outside the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. as demonstrations continue in this city and across the country. The group chanting directly to their elected officials, demanding change as the group stares down the Capitol building. The protesters chanted, "The blood is on the hands of the government and the local police." At one point, chanting President Trump should be removed from office. They have remained peaceful. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Secretary of Defense Mark Esper is saying the unrest that's taking to the streets across the United States is justification for calling out the National Guard, but not the active duty military, as the president suggests. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Half a dozen candidates who are looking to take over a long-held congressional seat in Utah are changing their campaign tactics on the fly because of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has an in-depth report on the primary race in Utah's first congressional district.
For almost two decades, Rob Bishop has held the seat, which serves the northern area of the state. But with Bishop joining the Thomas Wright gubernatorial ticket, the spot is now up for grabs and six candidates are still campaigning. Step one for most of these congressional hopefuls is simply getting their name out there and having it stick.
Hi, my name is what? My name is
Blake Moore is an Ogden native and former U.S. Foreign Service officer. He says him and everybody else is just searching for an effective replacement for the in-person rallies, speeches, and town halls they're used to.
Zoom meetings, people are wary of it. Everybody's been blasted digitally. A lot of different town halls, people aren't engaging as much there.
Others say it can be tough to get your money's worth, so you have to be creative. Jamie Cheek is regional director for the Utah State Office of Rehabilitation. She's trying to turn a red seat blue for the first time in almost 40 years.
We just rented office space to be able to host events, and then the pandemic hit. So it's actually been a nice space to do Zoom calls.
Kerry Gibson, former Utah Commissioner of Agriculture and Food, says not only is face-to-face grassroots campaigning often the most effective, it's also typically the cheapest.
TV and radio and mail and things like that, we can reach large numbers of people, but unfortunately, the challenge with that is it's expensive.
While Katie Witt, current mayor of Kaysville, says her focus is on moving the conversation to where potential voters are. That means now, more than ever, It's picking up the phone and talking to people at home.
I make hundreds of phone calls every week, and they are happy and surprised to be talking to a candidate, you know, personally.
Rounding out the crowded Republican field is former Layton Mayor Bob Stevenson, while Darren Perry is challenging Cheek for the Democratic nomination. Nonetheless, however these candidates go about campaigning in a pandemic, it proves that you can teach an old dog new tricks, but they don't have to like it.
I would much rather be able to have that one-on-one connection with people.
I might be weird, but I love knocking doors because I love talking to people.
Consider myself an extrovert, and every personality test I've ever taken would confirm that.
John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Both the Republican and Democratic Party primaries for the 1st Congressional District will take place on Tuesday, June 30th. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Let's take a look at your drive, traffic, and weather. It's sponsored by Mountain America, your home for home loans. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, the earlier crashes we had on the exit ramps from I-15 in Springville and from I-215 in North Salt Lake, those have been cleared. But we do have a new stalled vehicle. This is in Utah County, southbound I-15 at the SR 92 exit. It's blocking a right lane of traffic. And that's right as you're approaching the split, the construction. It's just kind of a messy area. Right now, no major backups, but definitely something to watch. Also, we want to give people a big heads up in the Murray area for 2 days. It's already started today. Drivers, you need to plan ahead to avoid 13th East while construction crews are repaving the road between Van Winkle Expressway and Murray Holiday Road. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uviewhealth.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Let's take a look at the next 7 days with Grant Wayman.
92's high today with a mix of sun and clouds. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, hotter up to 93. And 94 with partly cloudy skies on Friday. A few hit or miss showers that afternoon and evening. And then more rain, thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain at times on Saturday. It's going to cool, too. High only 80 degrees. More showers possible on Sunday. And even cooler with a high of 73. And then get set for some cool air in June. 67. That's going to be it Monday, partly cloudy. And only 69 degrees on Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.